This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of Little League elbow from the shoulder and elbow section on orthobullets.com. Little League elbow is a generic adolescent term for a medial elbow injury. It can refer to a continuous spectrum of injuries to the medial side of the elbow, including medial epicondyle stress fractures, ulnar collateral ligament or UCL injuries, and flexor pronator mass strains. Again, Little League elbow can refer to a continuous spectrum of injuries to the medial side of the elbow, including medial epicondyle stress fractures, ulnar collateral ligament injuries, and flexor pronator mass strains. With respect to the epidemiology, as far as the demographics, younger patients are more likely to have apophysitis or avulsion injuries rather than UCL sprains. With respect to the pathophysiology, repetitive valgus loading with throwing causes repetitive microtrauma to the immature skeleton, and it causes tension overload of the medial structures. Again, as far as the pathophysiology of Little League elbow, repetitive valgus loading with throwing causes repetitive microtrauma to the immature skeleton, and this causes a tension overload of the medial structures. Risk factors for Little League elbow include greater than 80 pitches per game, more than 8 months of competitive pitching per year, fastball speed greater than 85 miles per hour, continued pitching despite arm fatigue / pain, as well as participating in showcases. As far as the presentation of Little League elbow, patients may have symptoms of elbow pain in the throwing arm, as well as decreased throwing speed, accuracy, and distance. On physical exam, these patients may have tenderness to palpation about the medial elbow and pain with valgus stress. Keep in mind that instability with valgus stress notes more severe involvement, and remember these patients should be checked in varying degrees of elbow flexion to extension. With respect to imaging, recommended views on radiographs include an AP and lateral of the elbow. Findings may show fascial widening and may show fragmentation or avulsion of the medial epicondyle. An MRI will show increased edema of the medial epicondyle apophysis and can be used to confirm UCL insufficiency. Treatment of Little League elbow can be non-operative or operative. Non-operative management includes rest, activity modifications, and physical therapy, and this is the mainstay of treatment. With respect to the technique of non-operative management, coach and parent education is critical to limit the number of innings pitched per week. Again, coach and parent education is critical to limit the number of innings pitched per week. Also, non-operative management can involve using minimal immobilization to maintain elbow range of motion. Operative options include ORAF of the medial epicondyle and a UCL reconstruction. An ORAF of the medial epicondyle is indicated for medial epicondyle avulsion fractures, and a UCL reconstruction is indicated for UCL disruption and insufficiency. As far as the technique of a pediatric UCL reconstruction, it's similar to the adult treatment, and it commonly uses a palmaris longus autograft. Again, the technique of a pediatric UCL reconstruction is similar to the adult treatment, and it commonly uses a palmaris longus autograft. Surgical complications may include ulnar nerve neuropathy, continued pain and instability, loss of motion, and inability to return to the same level of play. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, a 13-year-old baseball pitcher presents with worsening medial-sided elbow pain. He pitches 7 months out of the year, throws 85 pitches per game, and plays in 2 games per week. His fastball speed is approximately 75 miles per hour. He regularly plays outfield once he has been relieved of pitching. Which of the following is most likely contributing to his elbow pain? And the choices are 1, the number of months he plays per year, 2, the number of pitches he throws per game, 3, the number of games he plays per week, 4, his fastball speed, and 5, playing in another position once being relieved of pitching. The correct answer to this question is 2, the number of pitches he throws per game. So young athletes who throw greater than 80 pitches per game have an increased risk of shoulder and elbow injury. For a 13-year-old, the recommended maximum number of pitches per game is 75. To quickly review, Little League elbow is a medial-sided overuse injury that occurs in the skeletally immature athlete. During execution of the baseball pitch, tremendous valgus and extension stresses occur at the elbow. Repetitive microtrauma can ultimately injure the medial epicondyle apophysis, ulnar collateral ligament, or the flexor pronator muscle mass, limiting the number of pitches and innings played per game, as well as the number of months of competitive pitching per year, has been recommended to prevent these overuse injuries in the young athlete. Olson et al. Performed a case control study to determine risk factors associated with the development of shoulder and elbow injuries in adolescent baseball pitchers. Greater than 8 months of competitive pitching per year, more than 80 pitches per game, and a fastball speed of greater than 85 miles per hour were all associated with increased risk of injury. Continued pitching despite arm fatigue and pain, being a starting pitcher, greater number of warm-up pitches, participating in showcases, and the regular use of NSAIDs were also associated with injury. The type of pitch, for example, a fastball, changeups, and breaking balls, as well as continued play in a different position once being relieved, was not associated with increased risk of injury. Andrews et al. Authored a review article of ulnar collateral ligament injuries in throwing athletes. According to the USA Baseball Medical/Safety Advisory Committee, young baseball pitchers should avoid breaking pitches such as curveballs and sliders and avoid year-round baseball. A minimum of 3 months of complete rest from pitching per year is vital. Youth pitching coaches should be educated to ensure proper pitching mechanics are being reinforced. Moving on to the next question. A 12-year-old baseball pitcher describes progressive worsening of medial elbow pain on his throwing side. Examination reveals normal elbow range of motion. He is tender over the medial elbow to palpation. A dynamic ultrasound of his elbow shows no evidence of medial widening with valgus stress. An AP radiograph shows slight widening of the apophysis, but no evidence of an avulsion fracture. An MRI shows signal consistent with edema of the medial epicondyle apophysis. What is the most likely cause of his symptoms? And the choices are 1. Displaced medial epicondyle avulsion fracture, 2. Medial apophysitis, 3. Medial ulnar collateral ligament tear, 4. Valgus extension overload with olecranon osteophytes, and 5. Ulnar neuritis. The correct answer to this question is 2. Medial apophysitis. The clinical presentation is consistent with Little League elbow caused by medial apophysitis. To quickly review, Little League elbow is a general term explaining medial elbow pain in adolescent pitchers. The underlying pathology can include medial epicondyle stress fractures, avulsion fractures of the medial epicondyle, ulnar collateral ligament or UCL injuries, or medial epicondyle apophysitis. In order to identify the underlying cause, it is important to first rule out injury to the MCL by looking for medial widening on stress radiographs or dynamic ultrasound or valgus instability on physical exam. Radiographs are useful to look for avulsion fractures or subtle physeal widening commonly seen with apophysitis. Wei et al. Obtained radiographs and magnetic resonance imaging on 9 adolescent pitchers with a clinical diagnosis of Little League elbow. They found radiographic findings in 4 out of 9 and MRI findings in 6 out of 9 patients. They emphasized that the MRI did not change management in any patients. Kane et al. Reviewed the different elbow conditions seen in throwing athletes. They emphasized the need to understand the underlying pathophysiology in order to treat and make appropriate changes to the biomechanics of the pitching technique. Moving on to the next question. A 10-year-old Little League pitcher has the triad of medial elbow pain in his throwing arm, decreased throwing effectiveness, and decreased throwing distance. What is the pathogenesis of the condition that is most likely to be occurring in this patient? And the choices are 1. Acute fragmentation of the entire capitellar ossific nucleus, 2. Rupture of the anterior band of the anterior bundle of the ulnar collateral ligament, 3. Repetitive contraction of the flexor pronator mass stresses the chondroosseous origin, leading to apophysitis. 4. Microtraumatic vascular insufficiency of the capitellum from chronic compressive and rotatory forces. And 5. Repetitive triceps contraction during extension. The correct answer to this question is 3. Repetitive contraction of the flexor pronator mass stresses the chondroosseous origin, leading to apophysitis. So this adolescent pitcher's symptoms characterize Little Leaguer's elbow. Little Leaguer's elbow results from repetitive valgus stresses and tension overload of the medial structures. Chen et al. Presents level 5 evidence demonstrating that repetitive contraction of the flexor pronator mass stresses the chondroosseous origin of the medial epicondyle, leading to inflammation and subsequent apophysitis. Radiographic changes may range from normal to irregular ossification of the medial epicondylar apophysis, followed by accelerated growth, marked by apophyseal enlargement, separation, and eventually fragmentation. Limpivosti et al. Presents level 5 evidence that treatment of Little Leaguer's elbow is initially conservative with rest, followed by a gradual return to activities. And moving on to the final question, a 6-year-old Little League pitcher has had pain in the right elbow for the past 2 weeks. Examination reveals mild lateral elbow joint tenderness with full range of motion and no effusion or collateral laxity. A radiograph shows osteochondritis desiccans of the capitellum. Initial management should consist of, and the choices are 1, cessation of throwing activities, 2, a long arm cast for 3 months, 3, a corticosteroid injection into the elbow joint, 4, excision of the fragment, and 5, arthroscopic drilling of the lesion. The correct answer to this question is 1, cessation of throwing activities. So the radiograph described shows osteochondritis desiccans of the capitellum, which is one manifestation of pitcher's elbow. The lesion is non-displaced and healing is possible if the inciting throwing activities are curtailed. Long-arm cast treatment may be reasonable for the non-compliant patient but should not exceed 6 weeks duration. Surgical treatment is indicated for loose bodies or cartilage flaps. Elbow osteochondritis desiccans lesions are now being seen in younger children as more participate in organized sports, especially baseball and gymnastics. That's all for this review about Little League elbow. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.